Hey, what's going on, guys? Captain Carlos here with Marea Gear. So today we're going to be talking flounder, Florida flounder. Up north, they call them fluke. But either way, it's just a weird looking fish, but it tastes amazing on the dinner table. It's a flat fish. They always lay on the bottom, okay, like literally right along the bottom, and they ambush their prey. What's cool about this fish, too, is it has the ability to completely turn its skin into the most ridiculous form of camouflage. It's like freaky, okay? It can literally change its profile to fit the bottom where you can't even tell it's there. Only if it blinks, literally, with its eyes popping up. It's kind of crazy. But nonetheless, it's just a really cool fish. I like to target them usually late fall, winter time, even pre-spring. That's probably my most favorite time of year. Although here in Florida, we're pretty fortunate. We can catch them year round, but that's definitely when you see them more prevalent. They eat a variety of different types of baits, including, you know, finger mullet, shrimp, mud minnows, croakers, pinfish, to name a few. But usually it's, you know, a live bait works pretty well. Although the guys that, you know, are kind of focused on throwing artificials can definitely get in on the action. Okay, I've caught some nice flounders with little paddle tails or shrimp imitations. The key with targeting this fish is to keep your presentation near the bottom. So whatever you're fishing, keep your bait, you know, pretty much pinned to the bottom or close to the bottom. As far as the gear that you're going to be using, light tackle. I mean, pretty much the same gear that you're using for redfish, trout, snook, a little light spinning outfit. I've got a Daiwa BG3000 rigged on a 7-foot, 8 to 15 star plasma, which I love. I think it's perfect for pretty much the majority of this, you know, inshore fishing. I've got 10-pound braided line on it. On the end, we pretty much connect a little slip sinker rig, you know, if you're fishing natural bait. And we're going to be using just a little egg sinker anywhere from, I want to say, a quarter of an ounce all the way up to 2 ounces. The reason I say that is the size of the sinker is going to vary depending on how fast the tide's pushing. So if there's more water pushing, you're going to need a little bit heavier weight to keep that bait near the bottom. Also, if the tide's pushing harder, you want to shorten up your leader. Usually I use about a 3-foot leader, you know, 3.5-foot leader, 20 to 25 pound monofilament or fluorocarbon. Either one works. If you can do fluoro, do the fluoro. It just gives it a little bit more abrasion resistance, and visibility factor is kind of nice. They don't really see it. It blends right in. It is more expensive, but in the long run, it might balance out just because you won't be using as much, you know. Again, if the tide's pushing harder, shorter piece of leader. So like a 2-foot leader, if it's raging pretty good, that's all you're going to need. As far as the size of the hook, that's going to depend on the size of your bait. Use it proportionally, anywhere from like a 1-0 to a 3-0, maybe a 4-0 if you're using a little bit bigger finger mullet. Circle hooks work really well. I like just an inline light wire circle hook. VMC makes a killer one, Gamakatsu, either one. You can't go wrong with it. Just make sure it's inline. I'm not a big fan of the offsets. These fish, when they stage up, they usually stage up on a real sandy bottom or near a real sandy bottom and with quick access to a little bit deeper water. So they could be up in like an inch of water, 2 inches, literally, but with a little bit quicker access to, you know, a foot or two of water. The most important thing to pay attention to is seeing if there's any life in the area. So if you see some bait fish and there's a little bit of a drop off, there's a good chance there's going to be a nice flounder nearby. You want to keep your bait near the bottom. You're going to cast your bait up current, you know, whatever you're throwing, live or artificial, and you're just going to pretty much bounce bottom, nice and nice and smoothly and just kind of stay along the bottom. That's how you're going to pick up these things. They're pretty aggressive. So if you get the bait within a foot, I want to say, of where they are, they're going to house it. They're going to thump it pretty hard. They don't really hesitate, you know, and you'll get them on. You don't have to worry about that. You just got to get near them. Usually these fish, you know, will spawn in the spring and summertime. But you know, you can pretty much, like I said, catch them year round. We're pretty fortunate because we still have a pretty, you know, healthy flounder population here. As far as the rigging for it on artificials, I want to go over that for a minute. Like I said, you can use little minnows, you know, like mud minnows or little finger mullet. So if you're going to be throwing an artificial, you want to throw something that kind of matches that. And Bass Assassin makes their little sea shad, or we make our little thumping paddler. It's just a little paddle tail bait. Just stick to kind of natural color patterns, something that looks like a finger mullet or a mud minnow. And you want to make sure you rig it on a quality jig head. The reason I mention that is these things, they can get pretty big, you know, especially up towards like Fort Pierce, New Smyrna, Sebastian, that area, they get them up to 10 pounds. And that a fish that size can actually rip some drag. So you don't want to be using a chintzy jig head, you know. I like using a black nickel coated, you know, jig head, something that's got like a shad head, but it's also got like a screw pin system built in. Bass Pro's got some that look like that. There's another company out of Texas, I believe. They're called Six Sense. They make some pretty quality jig heads. So, you know, look for something like that. And as far as the weight of it, anywhere from 1/8 ounce to 3/8 of an ounce will keep you in the game. You know, the lighter one you're going to use when there's not, you know, too much tide going on, not too much water pushing, and shallower water. The heavier one is to get down, you know, when there is more tide and there's more water, you know, movement. That's pretty much what you're going to stick to. Okay. If you wanted to use a shad style offering, if you wanted to use a shrimp imitation, there's a variety of shrimp lure manufacturers out there. DOA is probably at the top of the list along with Live Target. I personally like, what are they? Egret. Sorry, the name escaped me a little bit. Egret, the voodoo shrimp. That thing, it's probably my favorite shrimp, honestly, just because of the way it sits in the water. It's just a sick looking bait. I've caught a ton of fish on that. There's a new company out of, oh God, I think they're out of Australia, called Chase Baits. They make a prawn, the little prawn. There's another one called Weston that's out of Scandinavia. They make a pretty cool looking shrimp. I haven't tried it yet, but I've seen them. They look like they'd work well too. So pretty much anything that is that 3 to 4 inch length and the size of a shrimp, you know, has the right weight, again, from 1/16 of an ounce to maybe 3/8 of an ounce in weight, that'll keep you in the game. Just you want to keep the sink rate of your offering to a minimum. You don't want it to sink too fast unless there's more water and more depth. So just kind of keep that in mind. This podcast tonight was kind of inspired by one of the articles we had up on our blog on the website. So if you guys haven't checked that out, make sure you check out our website. We got quite a few articles there and cool stuff to kind of keep current on with what's going on here in Florida and some tactics that works there. If you learned something today, make sure you follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and we appreciate any feedback here. You know, shoot us an email or give us a shout. Thank you very much for tuning in, guys, and God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.